This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed Bouchette, 7 o'clock, Neil Walker, 9 o'clock. Every Monday morning, I should say, we recap all that happened in the world of sports over the weekend, and we put it in a nice little canister, deliver it to you, and it's called The Five.
Now, it's time for The Five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on The Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead!
Number five.
All right, guys, Mitch Keller struggled again in his return to the majors on Sunday. Are you ready to give up on his future as a Pirate?
Pretty close, yes, if I'm not there already. It's about getting people out at the big league level. I'm tired of stuff. I'm tired of hearing about, wow. I heard Derek Shelton say after this game, and we'll get into this a little bit later on in the show, well, I didn't walk anybody, and it was almost like backhanded praise. I don't need that. I need major league pitchers to get major league hitters out. They hit the ball too hard against him. I don't know what his role is going to be. Are they going to go ahead and shift him to a back end guy? He hasn't thrown enough strikes in his career to be that. He can't go deep enough to be an effective starter. You're in a season where you can try a bunch of different things so it doesn't hurt you in terms of where you're going organizationally, but like at some point enough's got to be enough.
He's shown that, you know, I hate this, it is what it is kind of phrase, but I mean, he is what he is. That's what he's shown so far. And would I give up on him? No. Because we've talked about this with other players. Let's look at him maybe as, you know, how they picked up other guys that are reclamation projects from other organizations. And okay, you know, the Pirates can give them like a real live tryout against teams that are actually in contention. And this isn't like the end of September where everybody's playing down the liners. You know, he gets a chance to go up against teams that are in contention.
Right.
And so let's see it. And then maybe, you know, after he makes a number of starts, maybe we can make a better judgment. But no, I'm not giving up on him. No.
Number four.
Which second-year Steeler will make the biggest leap in 2021?
Highsmith, I think. I think his athleticism, his grasp of the game and what he needs to do, and being on that side opposite of Watt, I think he will be absolutely stellar. There are a lot of people saying, well, they've just brought somebody in that could potentially take snaps from him. I don't feel that way. I feel as if Highsmith will be really, really good for the Steelers this year.
I'm going to go with Antoine Brooks Jr.
There you go.
Just because
not
he's,
senior.
He's, no, I no, I hope his dad's fine. But no, I'm going with Brooks because he's being given a chance here with the slot. If nothing else, he'll be an impactful special teams player. But I'm going to take a shot at him.
All right. Fair enough.
Number three.
What was your reaction to the allegations made by San Jose Sharks forward Evander Kane's wife that he has been betting on his own games?
We'll get into this in the 8 o'clock hour. If you're going to try to if you're trying to fix hockey games, first of all, Kane just came off of what was a pretty good year for Evander Kane. Second of all, I think the guy to fix them isn't a forward. You'd get at a goalie, you'd get at an official, you'd get at a coach. You'd even get at a defenseman before you would get at a forward. The way that he could impact the game or throw a game, so to speak, would be pretty far-fetched. Now, he is a confirmed deadbeat. That's for sure. I mean, he owes the Cosmo $500,000. The way that his wife painted him out to be, probably not real good. But I don't necessarily think that he has the power to fix games.
No, there's a lot. That doesn't make sense to me either. There's a lot of he said, she said about this whole thing. And you know, he may have to call 1-800-GAMBLER because he's overnight in a casino, but not from betting on hockey. I believe his side of that, at least.
Yeah, I don't think from a logistical standpoint and a structural standpoint that a guy who's a forward in a hockey game could really fix games all that. There's so many moving parts, yeah. And you're the moving part that plays the smallest role in being able to do something
right.
Like that.
Exactly.
Number two.
Who should win the Steelers' backup quarterback job, Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins?
Dwayne Haskins, every day of the week. I've said this since he came in. He won't win it because of how they feel about Mason Rudolph and their allegiances to Mason Rudolph. But Dwayne Haskins, everything that's disseminated from the reporters at camp and the stuff that you're allowed to see, but mainly the stuff that people are, the trusted reporters that are there. It feels like it's a sliding scale of justice, if you will. Everything, it's starting to get tilted where Mason Rudolph is not making throws, and Dwayne Haskins is making throws. And as one starts to tumble a little bit, the other one starts to lift. And it's not going to work out where there's any way in which Mason Rudolph's going to lose this job, because the Steelers aren't going to let him lose this job. They're not going to change that depth chart. They're not going to make Dwayne Haskins go ahead and be the number two guy. But I will say, what this can affect is next year or life after Ben, that's for sure. Dwayne Haskins is more talented, or at least has the potential to be more talented than Mason Rudolph. But because the Steelers have what they have invested in Mason Rudolph and he's already been here, he's not going to lose this job. But he isn't as good as Dwayne Haskins.
He's not. One thing that can happen and will happen is that Dwayne Haskins is going to get the most reps during the preseason games. So he's going to be given a chance, not to beat out Mason Rudolph right now, but he's going to be given a chance to make this team. In fact, I think he's got the team made anyway, but you're going to get to see a lot of him this preseason.
Good. I like it.
Number one.
What grade do you give Ben Cherington for his moves leading up to and on the MLB trade deadline?
Well, the trade deadline is the trade deadline. I thought he got pretty decent value, particularly for Frazier. But I give him a bigger grade, and who knows? Now, look. Prospects are suspects until they prove otherwise, no matter what, all the time, and I'll never budge off of that. It just is what it is. But he carried out, and again, it's an incomplete grade, no matter how you try to assign things or want to or feel the need to, it's an incomplete grade. But what he gets is credit for carrying out the draft exactly how he wanted to carry it out. I don't know what it'll turn into, but he got all the guys signed that he wanted to sign. He was able to flip the football guys from their football commitments. He was able to work under the confines of the draft money and get in work under the pool money and get everybody signed that he wanted. That being said, he drafted the people he wanted and came to agreement with every single one of those. So I don't know if they'll work out, but he carried it out the way he wanted to carry it out. So I'll give him credit there.
Yeah, there's no question. What did they bring? Like 11 different players they brought in, and I'm not even going to use the word prospects. They brought in 11 minor leaguers of various ages, right? Ranging in ages from, 19 to 25. So all sorts of different guys that they're taking chances on, and they may as well. And then as for the draft, it's the same thing. We're not going to know for 2-3 years how it's going to work. But it looks like the plan's going to work. The question is if they can develop enough of these guys, and they haven't been around long enough for us to realize, or not realize, if we can grade whether or not they're great at developing talent. You would think they would be based on their track records with other organizations.
Ed Bouchette, top of the hour, we talked to him. Neil Walker at 9. Coming up next, Jim, you went somewhere, and if I got invited to this, I don't know what to say. I have a question for you about the particulars of what to say at a gathering of the such. And we'll get into that coming up next. Our Twitter poll, and I'll tell you the real MVP of the Olympics. I just saw these people on television again. That'd be a great job. It'd be a great job for you, Jim. A great job for you. And they're all over television.
Oh, yeah,
this
okay,
morning. They are all over. Yes. You know exactly
yeah,
what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Don't miss, right? The Pittsburgh Pirates play the Milwaukee Brewers August 13th at PNC Park. It's Star Wars night with visits with costume characters, Star Wars-themed content, and the scoreboard throughout the game. It's all over the scoreboard. First 20,000 fans inside the ballpark going to take home the Star Wars-themed Pirate T-shirt. Call now. Fifth caller. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. 412-928-9370.
Morning rush, getting a bit more crowded. This report brought to you by Top Tier Fuel at Getco, especially the Parkway East. You have solid delays now at Wilkinsburg down to the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Parkway West is heavy at the Runaway Truck Sandpile. Route 28 mainly steady down to the north side. Derry Township, Westmoreland County, crew still on the scene of an earlier accident tying up a lane of westbound Route 22 at Pine Bluff Lane. I'm KDKA Radio's Greg McAtee on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
All Getco gas is now certified by Top Tier. Every gallon has more engine cleaning detergents to optimize your car's performance. Top Tier gas helps reclaim fuel economy. Keep your car on the road longer with Top Tier gas. Pump better at Getco.
Now, Fan Headlines, powered by Bowser, where they have over 500 pre-owned cars in stock.
U.S. women's soccer team, they lost in the semifinals to Canada, 1-0. Game just ended not long ago. Simone Biles, she's going to compete in Tuesday's balance beam, so she's back in the Olympics, it looks like. Fan Headlines, powered by Bowser, where they have over 500 pre-owned cars in stock.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.